I'm Terry. Born in Rainworth, moved away, and I've now come back for the last 12 years. 200 yards from where I was born. First memory of Rainworth was probably walking down towards the Robin Hood, which was a local pub, and walking up to the Methodist Chapel every Sunday morning and every Sunday afternoon. We used to have an anniversary every year, and we used to have a garden party on the back lawn of the chapel. The main occupation was a pit, a local quarry, and the hosiery for the girls. And I went to work on a farm. And I was preparing the land ready for putting the seed in. And I got a blockage on the machine. So I got off, picked this what I thought was a bit of wood, and it was a mortar bomb, a 4-inch mortar bomb, which I then disposed of it as fast as I could and vanished. Told the local farmer, he gave me his van, he says, go and fetch the local constable, PC Garwood. I can remember going to his house up South Road there. I said, I found a bomb, PC Garwood. He said, right, let's go back. He then, yes, it's a mortar bomb. He said, I will get the bomb disposal squad. And they came in the evening, and it blew a crater about 2 metres wide and half a metre deep. The following day, I had to go back and fill the hole in. We're near to the old lake, and when I was a schoolboy, you weren't allowed into the old lake. Fishermen could, but there was a water warden, was a chap called Dennis. His nickname was Gorilla. If he caught you, he threw you in the lake, supposedly. So, as children, I never went down there, and it wasn't until I came back to Rainworth 12 years ago that I went down and viewed the old lake. And it's a quiet, pleasant place to sit and relax and see the fishermen. He was such a big man, and I actually, when I worked on the farm, I met this Dennis, and he was a soft-toed fella, soft as grease. But the fear was, if he catches you, you're in the lake.
That's another thing that we don't have so much of anymore. People who become legends in their own lifetime, who have splendid nicknames, characters in the present-day story of the village they live in, because people seem to be more clearly interconnected then, mixing in the pubs and the clubs and playing sport and being in bands and male voice choirs and first aid teams. Now it's not so easy to see how we all rub along together. But you've got to try and understand it and spot it and define it. That's what naturalists do. They look at how creatures affect their surroundings and each other, and about how when the landscape changes, the animals and plants that live there have to change and adapt to their new environment. They understand how everything is interrelated. But I'm no naturalist, and so few of us are. If you look around and let your eyes land on the first tree or the first shrub that you see, can you name it? If you hear some bird songs like this one, would you know which bird it was? What time of the year they arrived here? Where they came from? And how long do they live for, birds? I have no idea. No idea at all. That was a nightjar. You probably never heard a nightjar. It's a strange sound. A chirring, almost like a frog. Apparently, nightjars have an almost supernatural reputation because of their silent flight and mythical ability to steal milk from goats. Anyway, you should enjoy this path and say hello to anyone you pass on the way. At the bottom, you'll see an entrance into the lakes and a bench that's facing the water. Hopefully there won't be anyone on it, or at least there'll be space for you to sit down. When you get there, and you're comfortable, then go to the next track. I wrote a story, an actual story based on something that a woman called Maria told me, and I've asked a friend, Sue, to read it.